So we're learning some interesting halachas about the makom of a tzibul. So let's get into greater detail. So see if you gimel in Simon Hay, which is the bottom of page 174. All 10 people need to be in one place. Makom echot, v'shliach tzibul imahem, and the shliach tzibul has to be amongst them. So shliach tzibul has to be part of the crowd. He has to be part of the minion. And now,
so Rabbi,
yeah,
Rabbi. So then, let's say Kol Yaakov, you've got people during the week in the Noshim bit.
In the Noshim bit, we will be talking about that. We will be talking about the Noshim bit. We'll be talking about that. It's an explicit thing later on.
Or they're standing outside the door.
We'll be talking about outside the door as well. Yeah, we'll be talking about all those individuals. We'll be talking about them. But let's get into it first. So, the first example given over here is Ha'oimet Besoich Pesach Min Agaf L'Chutz. This is now about the doorway, pretty much about what you're talking about, Stephen. There's a doorway. Ha'oimet Besoich Pesach is standing by the entrance. Min Agaf L'Chutz, like by the doorway, by the entrance. There's a kind of a doorway and an entrance. And he's standing by the outside of that. So, the Hainuk Shik Soiger Adeles, in other words, if you were to close the door, from the inside, it closed the door. So what he's telling us, so the scenario is, imagine this over here. And imagine there's a door, the door is open over here. If you are in that area, which is pretty much identical to what Shulchan Aruch is talking about, if once you close the door, this is part of the outside, then even if the door is open, that's not mitzaref. So an area which is really secluded, an area which is really... which is a different domain, which could be, you could open and close the door, but if it's excluded and secluded, that will not be considered part of the minion. So in this case of here, we'll be talking about that. If there's 9 people here and there's one there, you don't count in part of the minion. That's case number one. Save Dalet, second line on this page. That's a very, very critical case, Sabash. We'll be talking about this a lot. That's a classic COVID case. Somebody who stands outside of the shul. But it's a window. So there is a shul with windows, and somebody standing behind the shul, but there's windows. Even if it's very high, but there is a window between the shul and the mispalel, outside of the shul. Even if it's less than 4 tefachim, it's a small window. But Mar Elohim Ponov Mesham, he is visible. Mar Elohim Ponim, which literally means he shows his face. In other words, he is visible and he is able to see. Mitzaref Imoim La'asor, he counts as a minion. So, as opposed to this case of here, which is a secluded area, if there is a window, oh, you're checking if there's a window. Good. So, okay, good. Yeah, you're right.
You have to hear it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the hearing part, that's self-understood. If you don't hear what's flying in the minion, you're not part of the minion. So assuming you can hear what's going on in the minion, and so imagine here these windows over here, the windows are open, and you can see the guy standing in the courtyard, or perhaps you can see the individual davening in the front, you can see him. So the halacha is, it's mitzvah to minion. So if the one downstairs says, oh, come on, there's 9 people, do you mind to come upstairs, we're just 9 over here, we want to have a marif, you know, come upstairs, we want to have a minion. He says, oh, do me a favor, all those stairs? No way. He says, no, please, Jevin, no way, I don't mind standing here, but I'm not coming upstairs. The halacha is, if he's visible, halacha is mitzvah, he can count. Don't make him schlep the steps upstairs if he doesn't want to, he counts as a minion. The Ramah says, "V'gagin ve'aliyes enu bichlal bais ve'oymed aleihem enu mitzaref." If somebody is completely different, completely in a different balcony, in a different house altogether, that would be a question. But we'll be talking about that still, Mitzvah Shem. So now,
what's the difference?
So if somebody is visible and he's just like in the courtyard, he's visible in the courtyard, the seeing aspect gives you the minion.
From your rishus.
Yeah.
Your private rishus.
Yeah.
But if it's
in a completely different domain, say there's a balcony over there.
Across the road.
Across the road. That destroys the connection, and that's, and according to Ramah, there will be no minyan. Therefore, you so can't count because it's part of our domain.
Very commonly, you get people dubbing Ezra's Nashim, and by definition, it's kind of a domain in itself because that's what makes the sneers. So how can there always be mitzvah if it's?
There's a mefusha shulchan aruch later about Ezra's Nashim, so I want to hold on to that. Hold on, but what we're learning now is that if it's. Yeah.
Do you have to see the minion? I know you said you can hear. If you hear it, it's okay. But if you hear it but not see the minion, is that still okay?
Yeah. Let me answer by reading the words of the Holy Mishnah in the first wide lines of Kotnun Beis. After Yesh Hefsik Mechitza Benim, despite the fact that there's a Mechitza, in other words, a separation, a Mechitza between them, Kaven, since the Ma'ar and Ponov, since he shows his face. Doime, it resembles Lamar Shemavua Basim Kuf Sadiel in Zimun. There is a halacha with regards to Zimun. There's a halacha in terms of regards to Zimun. That in Zimun, if you need three people for Zimun, if you see each other, even if it's different rooms, the Zimun counts. It's a Mefush Mishnah in Brochus. So if the, it's a Mishnah in Brochus, if you can see each other, it counts. So they say, just like by Zimun, seeing is believing, yeah, and seeing is making a minion. Seeing makes a minion with regards to Zimun, so too with regards to minion, it also makes, as long as you see each other, it makes a minion. The imiktsasa, and that's key words. I've always said these are key words. What does miktsasa mean? Part of them, some of them. Roin elu is elu, if some of them see one another, mitstaf minion ends up. So I've always said, that would be, so that's really the point I want to emphasize. So there's a guy downstairs, number 10, can't be bothered coming upstairs. You don't see him. I see him. You see him. You don't see him. But some of us do. So what? How did that work then in terms of Tzir of the Minyan?
You better not go to the toilet.
I better not.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So the halacha is about say that is it. It counts. The Minyan is there if some of us can see him. And in fact, if you had five people here, it would be halacha. If there's five people here and there's five downstairs. Minyan or a minyan? Five here, five downstairs.
You can see each other?
If some of us can, some of us can't. You can see him, I can see him, they can't.
What about people downstairs? They have to see.
Yeah, the answer is, you're right. Some of us need to see them, and some of them need to see us. We don't all need to see each other. Some, and some, works. So there you go, Abu Isai. There you go. This is a really important halacha. It's very, very relevant. There's very often there is such scenarios and such cases. And Mishnah is now going to touch on Ezra Nashim. Let's talk about this a little bit. So the Kol Shkinim Yesh Mitzavim Vim Kain, therefore, Lefizeh Poshut, Oimde Be'ezaz Nashim, Mechitzim Afsekes Yesh Chaloin, if you are in the Ezra Nashim, and there's a window that people can see each other. Is visible. You count as a minion. So you don't have to wait too long, Stephen, to get your response. The Ezra Noshim Shaila is answered. If he's visible, they can see one another. The halacha is mitzvah minion. So what about a room next? It's all. If it's a room on the side, Steve, what's the answer if it's the room next door?
If it's a room next door, if there's no door and they can see you, then it's okay.
Yeah. 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 So the answer is, it's all about seeing
you.
I want to point out, there is a bit, there are stringent opinions. There are opinions we don't hold of this Shulchan Aruch. It's a machlok, it's a shoyim, some hold, it's nothing to do with seeing. And seeing is not the point. Because meaning, if you've been in the same area. If you've been the same Roshus, and seeing won't help. So there is this minority opinion that disagree with the Shulchan Aruch. The Ma'aseh with Paskin, Mishnah brings it. The Ma'aseh with Paskin, as long as you can see each other, then there's a minion.
So what's wrong with dubbing there? Where you can see
yeah, so if there, it's true, if there is, you're right, I suppose, that Jonathan also pointed out, I failed to notice the window there, but if there is Taka window, and there is some seeing, mutual seeing taking place. Halach is, yeah, you're right. It will count as a minion. Yeah. Why is seeing so important? You know, you mentioned the hearing. Why is seeing also important? What's the point of seeing?
No, there's a
No, so let's say you know for a fact. There's a, you know, he registered. I don't know.
So it's an awareness.
Awareness?
Of a group. Of a
crew. I'm going to quote you very inspirational words of the Orcha Shulchan. Orcha Shulchan says, Kevin Shebechol Asor Meisuel Shoir Ashchina, 10 people, who is the Shchina? The Shchina of Hashem is, there's a certain element of presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ve'ikir HaShroah HaShchina, he al aponim. And the main HaShroah HaShchina is on the face. I can't explain this exactly, but this, what the Shulchan seems to be saying is, that when we talk about Shchina, when there's a minion, there's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence in a higher level, whatever this may mean, there's more Shchina when there's 10 men. So that Shchina, where is that Shchina? The Shchina is in the face of people. Interesting. I don't fully understand it, but I can see something interesting here. That there's the Shchina of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is present in people's faces. Isn't that amazing? And therefore, the seeing is the crucial part. You've got to see each other to have the minion. Yeah, you can.
You can see it here now.
You can see it. There's a minion, and you can see the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence. Yeah, yeah. Okay, good. So that's it. So I want to therefore. Bring context during the lockdown, there was one, I think at the very beginning, the earlier stages, when the minyanim started. Let's not go into politics, Stephen. I don't know, you know, let's leave out all the, but halachically, just talking halacha, when people were making minyanim on the street, okay, do you remember that?
Yeah, they didn't,
right, when there were minyanim on the street, okay. And whether you agree with it, didn't agree with it, Chol Hashem, Kiddush Hashem, let's leave out all that discussion. Okay, let's leave this out, yeah? But just the aspect of having 10 people on the street and not gathering together, but 3 here, 4 there, another couple there, another 4 there, another 1 there, will that be counting as a minion based on what we're seeing now? Yes or no?
On the street,
different sides. In different areas, but all on the street.
It should be good.
Yes, the answer is, it works. It works. You don't have to have 10 people on the same corner. As long as they can see each other, it's a totally, 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 perfectly acceptable minyan in terms of halacha. Again, if there's other issues with it, there may be, but in terms of halacha, but of course, as the first point that you mentioned, which is very true, you got to hear, if there's a hearing issue, then it's not great. But in terms of a minion, 10 people can see each other, is a minion. Yeah. Yeah. Now, what about Siv Tezvav? Siv Tezvav speaks about the following case. Imiktsasam bifneim umiktsasam bechutz. So what if there is, some of them are inside, and some of them are outside? And the chazan is literally by the entrance. So there's some inside, some outside, and the chazan is in the middle. Why is he in the middle? I suppose. Yeah, we can hear him. Yeah. So, humitzafon, that will work. Why will that work? Interesting. Why will that work? So imagine there's an entrance, and that's where the chazan is. Then there is few people inside the house and a few outside. Why does that work? Exactly. Very good. That's exactly what the Mishnah Berurah says. Sifkot nun dal. Literally, your words. The whom itself and kiven since who shliach tzibur, since he is the shliach tzibur, he's the chazan. Kol echo noisin daito olav. Everybody's concentrating on him. Everybody has got a conscious awareness about the Shliach Tzibur. V'hu, and he, Mechabron Yachod, he connects them all. V'kol Shkenim Tishon Bifnim, V'hu Torech HaPesach Tum Tzav Lam. Even more so, of course, if there's 9 men inside, and the Chazan is by the entrance, even more so. But even without that, it will work. Because you've got a Chazan who connects all of them. Yeah, now Siv Tezayin talks about the following case. Chotze Ketano Shem Nifritzo. I want to explain this Shulchan Aruch very much with this room where we're in now. It's going to be the quickest and the easiest to understand because of this. This is called a pastin. You've got over here, that wall over here. Imagine there would be the same wall on this side that we have on this side will be the same on that side. It's literally that case. You have one room over here, which was once a self-contained independent room, and there's another room over there. But just for this eve now, we've got to imagine is that that room in the back is smaller. Imagine that wall over there would continue where you are sitting, just that wall, the door, it would continue right all the way to the back, and the same would be on this side as well. Have you got it? So imagine this wall that was here once collapsed and broke and fell down. And therefore, since that wall broke down, now we've got, instead of having two rooms, one smaller than the other, we've got now one large room. However, there is still two passing on the side, two partial walls which are still standing on the side. So now, there was an area, a courtyard, whatever it may be, a small area, was completely broken. The wall broke completely. What it means is, it broke, the wall came down, and thereby it connected to the larger area, which is where we are sitting. The entire wall came down. By the larger one, some of the wall remained. This remained on both sides. A little was passing, a little, what is that called? There's a word for it. A little, a partial part of the wall. Passing, like a little pass, a little strip of the wall remained. Yeah, on both sides remained. But besides that, everything came down. Some wall came down. Some will remain. Mikan from one side, and Mikan from the other side. Hagdoila, the larger one, kemuflegs min aktano, ve'en aktano muflegs min hagdoila. The larger one is bigger, but the smaller one is obviously smaller. Elo harehi keren zovis shelo. And that's if there's a little corner on both sides. Lefichach, therefore, im tisha begdoila ve'echo bektano. Now, what happens if there's 9 men here, and 1 man there? Forget the fact they can see each other. Going without, just forget about the fact they can see each other. Just the fact that there's 9 men here and 1 man there. Minyan or no minyan? I'm repeating. 9 men here, 1 man in the newly adjoining, newly connected area.
Can you see him?
Yeah. Sure. And if he can't?
No, okay.
So the man says, Shulchan Aruch says this joins. This will be a minion, even if he can't see. Let's say he stands behind the pillar, or even if he can't physically see him, the minion will be there. This is called a full-fledged minion. Mitzdafin. Why? Shaktano, the smaller area, Niger Zachagdoilo, gets schlepped along and is tougher and he counts part of the larger area. Varikilu Besechagdoil, it's the smaller area, is part of the larger area. It's one room now. Kim and Sharoev Gdoilo. Avol, but now, what if there's 9 men there? There's one over here. 1 man standing here. 9 men on the smaller part of the room, that side over there. Oi, or, 5 men here, 5 men there. Guess what? Shulchan Aruch says, problem, Emet Staffin. Why so? Because you've got 1 man here, 9 there, he cannot be mitzaref to the smaller area. It doesn't work. Because they're mitzaref to him, he's not mitzaref to them. Therefore, you don't have a minion. Well, that means...
Why? You can have lots of people having a small room, and why does that feel a bigger area?
Yeah, so what you're asking is a valid question. And the answer to your question is, this Shulchan Aruch is talking about specifically a case of a room which wasn't always one room. It was actually 2 rooms. And what happens? The wall broke. So there's an aspect of it, an element of it, that is still considered 2 rooms. Remember, there's parts, there's passing on the side. So you don't want to look at it yet as an independent one room. If a room is created in its first instance as one room, you're right. They're all going to be mitzalf. But here, since there's an historically, this was 2 rooms.
You've got an architect every morning, wherever you are. Oh, was this 1 room or 2 rooms 100 years ago, 200 years ago? Look at it now.
I hear your question. That's a good question. It's a valid question. I don't know the answer. There is here, for some reason, when we look at the historic aspect, that this is a Nipritzov room. It's a room that was broken into the small, into the larger area. If it was designed like this, Melechatchila, the case, it's an interesting question. I can't answer your question. It's an interesting point. Sif Yudzayin. Hayashliach tzibur b'ktana v'tzibur b'gdoila. What if the shliach tzibur was in a small area of a tzibur b'gdoila, and the larger area was in the tzibur, the oilam was in the gdoila, motzi in the chvosnik, and b'moitz them, shuniga achem. Aval ima yashliach tzibur b'gdoila. But if the chazan was in the larger area, where I'm standing now, but tzibur b'ktana, the tzibur was in the small area, eina motzi in the chvosnik, and b'moitzi the tzibur in the adjoining area, she'ein roi v'nigra achayochit, because the majority will never be stepped off to the yochit. Sif Yudches talks about, Sif Yudches will be talking about the case of the Ezes Noshim that we'll leave for next week, Be'ez Hashem. But again, I want to emphasize that this case over here, again, is, you're right in what you pointed out, that if they can't see each other, Shulchan Aruch taught us earlier already, that whenever they can see each other, the halacha is, you have a minion. You have a minion. So this case of this broken wall in between must be clearly talking about a case, as the Mishnah Berurah says, must be talking about a case that they can't see each other. So say, he's standing behind a pillar, or there's, for some reason, there's some sort of blockage there that doesn't, it's not visible, these oversized standards, or I don't know what it is, a beamer that, you know, he can't see through, whatever it is, so that would be good. But if they can see each other, the halacha is always going to be, there is a minion. Interesting also, if we talk about lockdown minyanim, what was another case of lockdown minyanim? If there was...
Everyone's on different balconies.
Different balconies. Yeah, so based on what we've learned now, what would you say?
No.
Why?
Excuse me. He said if we're here and someone's across the road, one person doesn't miss Taref, it's got to be in a Rishus HaRabim.
It's got to be in the city, yeah. So...
Who's
across
the road? There's a lot of flats. There's a lot of flats in the city.
Yeah, so you're coming from the Ramah. It says Gagin Valiyas Enu Bichlal Bais. Yeah, but you've got to realize that the Mishnah Berurah says that Re'iyah generally works unless it's a completely different Rishus. I don't know if your case that you're talking about necessarily consider such a different Rishus. If there's some sort of Mechitza in between, that's probably not considered the ultimate. I mean, in terms of Hilchas Shabbos, of course, you're right. But in terms of these halachas over here, it's not enough of a separation to consider it that the Re'iyah doesn't work. And therefore, just like we learned all those halachas now, if there is a Re'iyah, there is a seeing. If they can't see each other, there is a minyan. So in this case as well, the Pashtus is, we'll talk more about Shem, but the Pashtus at this stage, based on what we're seeing now, as long as they can see each other, there is a minyan and Damit Staff. So even if it's two different gardens, the halach would be that Damit Staff. But I'm just making a bit of a disclaimer because there's some more halachas to be covered, and we may come out with a slight disclaimer on that, slight variation on that. Okay, fine, that's it for this evening, Rabbi Yisrael. I wish you a very, very good Shabbos, and we'll be talking more of these halachos, Be'ez Hashem, next week.